Okay, next, well, we have a bit of controversy. Can you believe controversy over coconut oil?
That's right. Well, the American Heart Association this week released a report warning that despite what we've long heard, coconut oil isn't good for us. I don't believe that. But anyway, we've been talking a lot about healthy fats here on Healing Quest for a long time, but the Heart Association says that's not one. And I don't know. I think we should get an expert on the line.
They say the saturated fats in coconut oil increase LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, which they say is a cause of cardiovascular disease. Now, that conflicts with a number of nutritional experts, including one of our friends here in Sacramento, Dr. Dennis Godbey, who's the founder of the Sacramento Naturopathic Medical Center. So we thought it would be good to get his view of what this, quote, warning, unquote, from the American Heart Association really amounts to with regard to coconut oil. Dr. Godbey?
The deal with coconut oil is that the American Heart Association sees it as a saturated fat, that all saturated fats are the same, and there really hasn't been any proof anyway that saturated fat causes heart disease, which is really the point. And really, coconut oil is another kind of a saturated fat that even though 91% of it is saturated, it really has the acids in it called medium-chain fatty acids, which it makes it much different than other saturated fat like in meats. Mm. So the fact is that in terms of raising cholesterol, that the effect in terms on the heart is that coconut oil is actually raises HDL in the body. And of course, we think of HDL as healthy, happy cholesterol, and the LDL is lousy cholesterol.
Right.
But it's really much more complicated than that. And now when we're doing our Boston Heart tests and others, we see there's many, many more components than LDL. In fact, one engineer that's doing a lot of work in cardiovascular work was speaking at a Dr. McCullough event, said that LDL is so far outdated that if engineers were to use something like an LDL, they would have thrown it out 20 years ago. And so we know that it has tremendous effects on weight loss and so many different aspects about it that really helped with cardio health. And I really believe that this is extremely outdated, and I was actually shocked, would be the right word, and in awe that the American Heart Association in 2017, with all we know about the ketogenic diet, about the South Beach diet, about all the diets that really help to reduce overall carbohydrates, which are really the culprit, and increasing the fats, that they would have something like this. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing to me. So coconut oil is one of the healthiest foods on the planet, and it's also good for the heart. It's not only not bad for the heart, but it's also beneficial for the heart.
And it's also good for our brain.
Yes.
It's tremendous for our brain. It's tremendous for preventing Alzheimer's and all kinds of diseases, fungal infection, helps to cure urinary tract infections and protect the liver. It helps with arthritis. And one of the things I'm going to be focusing on a lot of the rest of my life is going to be on brain health, and that's going to be one of the major constituents along with MCT, which is a part of coconut oil that has so many different features and advantages. It's absolutely amazing.
Thanks for sneaking us into your busy schedule. I must say, I think there's going to be a big pushback from all directions on what the American Heart Association says we should and shouldn't be doing.
But well, again, certainly naturopathic doctors will be pushing back.
Thank you, Dr. Godbey.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Thanks, so.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
One of the other comments I found interesting in doing the research on this was from Dr. Robin Berzin in San Francisco. She's a functional medicine practitioner. And she said, consuming organic coconut oil in a diet that has also lots of vegetables and fibers and fruits can actually improve your cholesterol consumption. I think we're pretty clear on what side of the fence we come down on the new coconut oil controversy.
No, we come down on the side that we've always been on, which is coconut oil is really good for you.
Healthy fats.